Вот мы пришли еще на одно
аналогичное
место. Следует
очень хорошо после мостика. After the bridge. A pond.
Маленький прудик.
A small pond.
Обладающий.
But it has a very unique energetics. Let's try to experience ourselves swimming in that pond. What happens? The consciousness cannot float on the surface of the water, neither can the body. We immediately fall deeply 30 meters below. Maybe there is a sand stratum, but at the bottom of this pond, its bottom is made of peat. It's few meters below the surface of the water. What this place allows us to do? It allows us to learn to be much below the body. And we can walk there, we can feel each other, we can walk there in anthropomorphic form, walk over the large area, walk under the pond and under that road. We can enter and appear exactly below the body. Let's stay there for 20 minutes, and then for comparison we will go to the neighbor pond. The distance is about 10 meters between these two ponds, but you will find yourself that the energetics of that pond is contrary to the energetics of this one. So let's stand or walk on the place of power. On a place of power, it's better to move the body. If the body is motionless, then the concentration is lost. So let's stand or walk and walk with consciousness and with bodies, and with consciousness independent of bodies, we can walk below our bodies like a floor below. So I ask you to walk. Another pond very near, they are separated by a road. Don't think that it is moldy. This is pollen of the plants on the surface of the water. The pond is surrounded by bird cherry trees. The wind is weak and it does not blow the pollen to the sides. Let's try to swim in this pond. Experience ourselves above the pond, and if we try to move down, what happens? You can find out that we cannot reach even the surface of the water, and we cannot swim in this pond because it does not accept the bodies. If in the previous pond the bodies of the consciousness goes down, here they are pushed up. The ponds look very similar and they are separated just by a road. We have to know not just how birds sing and how birds look like, but who brought down this tree. Beavers. This is how they eat during the winter. You can clearly see tooth marks. All their family ate it for a long time, probably. Along the trunk, the ground is trampled. And this is how woodpeckers eat. Peck, peck, pick out all larvae of beetles, and in this way they make hollows. If the woodpecker would make it deeper, then a titmouse can make this hollow its home, but maybe it will peck it more.